Here we go. On three. One, two, three. Hi, everyone. Welcome to EBS, English Brazil Station, the number one Brazilian radio station. It should be radio station. Let me start again. Hi, everyone. Welcome to EBS, English Brazil Station, the number one Brazilian radio station, totally spoken in English. You can follow us at social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter, and access our website, ebsradio.co. This is the Simply Economic Show, and I'm Bruce Wolmerink, Uncle Bruce.
And I'm Leanderson Silva, and we will be your host for the next half hour. During this time, what is this word right here? Is delve?
Delve.
Bruce.
Delve.
Delve.
Okay, take a second and start again.
Yeah, I'll say dive. Can I say dive?
Yeah, we will dive into, yeah. Good.
Yeah, cool. So, okay.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Yeah. And I'm Leanderson Silva, and we will be your host for the next half hour. During this time, we'll dive into economic science to talk about Black Friday and what this concept means to Brazilians with insight about American use of the idea.
Oh, did you know that Black Friday started in the United States? It started as a way to begin the holiday season shopping. It is always the day after Thanksgiving, which is one of the biggest holidays for Americans. The stores across the United States hold special hours of shopping and special prices too.
Oh, really? That's so cool. Tell us more, Bruce.
Well, prices are very low compared to the normal prices. For instance, a large screen TV normally sells for $1,000. The store discounts the price to $699. That's an American idea. $699. It's not $700, it's $699, which is a 30% reduction in cost. This causes the buyers to go to the store for that purchase. Quite often, the store has a limited supply and does not allow rain checks, which is a way for buyers to purchase the item at a future time when stocks are available again. It's first come, first served. This can be very dangerous because people have a tendency to fight over the opportunity to purchase the TV and other products that are for sale at the promotional price.
Whoa, they fighting over TVs now?
Yeah,
that they sounds do. They crazy. Can.
Yes. There was an instance 1 year where some people died in the entrance to the store because they were trampled over by others trying to enter at the same time. It was a sad commentary about the commercialism in America.
Wow, I don't wish that for Brazil, never. However, I know that in Brazil, we also have Black Friday, and people have come to call it like Black Fraud Day.
Yes.
That's because many stores offer their products to customers at what appears to be a special price, where in fact, the store changed the price to make it look like the customer is getting a bargain, but it's almost the same price. It's so deceiving. Another thing is that here in Brazil, the stores like to have a Black Month, offering their sales for a complete month. I heard that in the USA, there's one day, which is the day after the American Thanksgiving Day, right?
Yes, that was true. But now I see the stores like Walmart and Best Buy, which is an electronics store. They're offering special prices on some products and calling it Black Friday, too. I guess this idea of the special prices has caught on to the American consumerism machine. Maybe the Americans have learned from the Brazilians.
Yeah, maybe. And that's interesting to know. I always thought that Americans led the way for promotions around this time of the year.
Yes, I guess they do. But it used to be that Thanksgiving was a day for all stores to be closed. I wouldn't be surprised if they were open this year on Thanksgiving, saying that they need the day to make up for the slow sales because of the pandemic. There's always a reason to make the workers create money for the company, just because there is another opportunity. The workers suffer in the USA because of the desire for the bottom line to look good to the investors of the big companies.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's capitalism.
Yes.
Sadly. Yeah. Are you planning to travel to the USA this year?
Well, actually, yes. My wife and I are planning to go this year. We're planning to go a couple of days before Thanksgiving, and we'll be there for about a week. We'll be there for the Black Friday, and I'll actually do most of my shopping online. I do shopping while I'm here in Brazil. I go online, I buy the things I want, and I have them sent to my sister's house. We'll be visiting my sister in Orlando and her husband, and we'll stay with them for about a week. And so I'll do most of my shopping online, and then I will go to some stores. There's a store called Under Armour, and I like their clothing. It has a good brand, good quality material. So I like to go there and shop for clothing, for working out, or just wearing leisurely. So I'll probably go there.
Oh, cool. I see what you're doing there. You're buying online to avoid of being trampled over, right?
Yes, yes. Well, that's the fact, is that even on Black Friday now, they still have a lot of crowds coming into the store, and because they do promotions. In the United States, we have a newspaper, like on Sunday. On Sunday before the Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is always the fourth Thursday of the year, and the next day is always Black Friday. But they have promotions leading up to that. So like the Sunday before, in the Sunday newspaper, they have lots of advertisements. And generally, on every Sunday, they have advertisements in the newspapers for the stores. Not every store, but the ones that want to invest in marketing, invest in promotional papers inside the newspaper. You can find these papers inside the newspaper. And so you can see what the store is selling products that you might want for a good price. And of course, you can compare the price easily these days and see if it's an actual bargain or not. So I'll look at the papers on Sunday, and I'll have them save that Sunday newspaper for me. And then I can always look and see if there's anything special. But my family is like this. They always shop using newspaper articles or newspaper promotions. But I do a lot of shopping online. Do you do shopping online too?
Yeah, I mostly shop online. I be connected to some websites that give me the bargains. They collect the bargains. People go there and post the promotions that some different websites are making. So you can tune only into this website, and you can see different prices. And they also have a chart that really keeps track of the
different prices. What's the name of the website?
It's called Pelando, pelando.com.br.
I think in the United States they have some sites like that too. I think one was called ShopZilla, but I don't know if it exists anymore. But that's interesting. Ooh. So yeah. The Black Friday in Brazil, is it really a Black Friday to you?
Oh, it's an event. It really generates like more sales to the stores, because people tend to believe like, oh, this is the time of the year I've been waiting for, so I will buy the TV anyhow. Like, I know it's going to be cheap, but we already know. If you keep track of prices in general, you will know that they really raised the prices right before the Black Friday. So they made a little raise on the price. And when they say they had a discount, the price is actually the standard price. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yes. but people end up buying anyway. They be like, I saved for this, so I will buy that.
Yeah, I perceive that Brazilians, they like the idea of Black Friday. They know that it's a really good bargain in the United States, and they want to believe it's a bargain in Brazil too. So they buy, okay? But it's also a time for buying, because you have Christmas just 1 month later, and that's a time for exchanging gifts. You know, buying something special for your loved ones, your family, your husband, your wife, your brother, sister, whatever. And so you want to buy something and you want to get a good price. So you're looking for opportunity to buy something that you want to buy and buy it at a good price. And so this Black Friday or Black Month in Brazil, I think I saw something with Black November, okay, just recently. And so they use this word black to represent something that's promotional, something that's a good price. So it's an interesting concept, but I don't think it's equal at all to the United States yet, but it's changing. It seems like it takes a while for things to change with Brazil. And so I think it's changing where people are actually observing the prices more, understanding the prices more, and seeing where the real bargains are, and then buying at that bargain price.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely changing. It takes a while for real. And but people learn to deal with that, right? Yep. Me personally, I don't like to buy gifts on holidays because I know everybody will be buying, so the price will be like sky high.
See, it's just the opposite in the United States. It's the opposite. When it's a holiday, the prices are lower.
For real?
Yeah, oh yeah. Because the store, this is the thing, in the stores, this is the time when they make their most money. Is between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's where the store knows they need to make their money because that's when people are shopping. In the United States, yeah. Christmas is a big holiday too, but Thanksgiving is probably equal. But Thanksgiving is not about buying things except for food because we love to eat our special foods on Thanksgiving. So yes, the stores sell a lot of things, you know, the food stores, the supermarkets and so on. They sell things that are on sale, like a Black Friday special leading up to the Thanksgiving. They sell turkeys, they sell hams, they sell lots of things like pumpkin pie, stuffing, you know, many things that the Americans eat on Thanksgiving. They have special prices for these too, and they offer them, but the people are looking for the best prices always. I mean, the American economy is thriving, it does well, but it's still based on trying to find good prices every time you can. I mean, some people are rich, they don't need that, but you know, most people are not. And so they're always looking for the best price.
Yeah, that's true. Most people will look for the best price. They need that purchase, they need to buy that, but they will be looking for the best way to do it. And that's
Yes. And what comparative shopping is essential. You know, you have to compare. Yeah. One store with the other. That's what you said that you do with this website, right?
Yes, exactly. And on the website, the good part about the website is that it's not administered by any company. It's really like managed by the people, you know?
Can you spell how that name is? What's the name again?
Pelando, I will spell. It's P-E-L-A-N-D-O. .com.br.
Pelando.com.br. Okay. It's a good suggestion for the community here in Brazil to understand that there's a website that's, we say, unbiased. They don't have a direct opinion, but there's always an opinion somewhere. Somebody's paying them a little extra money to have them listed at the top or something. That's just the way it works with the searches in Google and everything else. But that's cool. It's a very cool website, it sounds like. And that's the kind of thing we need. So with Black Friday, you have special prices, but let me see the real price compared to other stores to understand if it's a good price or not. Because Black Friday, Black November, everything black in Brazil is supposed to be a good price, but it's no guarantee. You have to really do the research yourself.
Yes. This website that I told you about, it gets money from advertising in general. Like they have advertising on the website. But the real promotions, the real traffic and the real promotions are made by people. Like you can go there and list a promotion that you saw on a website. Mm-hmm. I can go there and list another promotion that I saw on another website. Mm-hmm. And they have great promotions. Like I bought my whole furniture. The whole furniture for my house, I bought from this website. So, for example, my refrigerator, I bought, it was 2.5 grand. 2,500 mm-hmm. reais, mm-hmm. right? I bought it for 1,800
mm-hmm.
and wow. I got, yeah, I got mileage points, like traveling.
With your credit card.
With my credit card, but it was actually a promotion. They gave me 10 points for each real I spent on the website.
Wow.
So I got like 18,000 points. It was an amazing.
Wow, I want that credit card.
What?
I want that credit card.
But it wasn't the credit card, though. It was the website promotion.
Oh, wow.
It was Casas Bahia promotion. Like, you spend, like, on this list of items, you uh-huh. spend one real and you get 10 points for each real you spend.
You know, a lot of people don't like Casas Bahia because they think it's a lower level of store compared to, like, Talkie Stalk or something like that. And I don't know. I think that the item is the item. You know, if you're buying something from LG, you know, it's the same refrigerator. What's the deal, man? I'm going for the price. I'm not going for the store. I'm going for the price. And so yeah. when you look at prices for Black Friday, I'm comparing the price and the item. I don't care what store it comes from. I want to buy that price, or I want to buy that product, and I want to buy it at that price. And I don't care which store offers it, I'm going to buy it there.
Yeah, exactly. But this idea of the quality, the electronics is all the same.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. But the furniture, they really has a lower quality compared to another different
Okay, but
different
that
stores.
But normally furniture is by a store or by a plant or a manufacturer. So if you yes. have the same If you have the same product offered in different stores, then it's an equal product. But if you have something similar, then yes, it's a different product. And of course, the price is different and the quality is different. So yeah, certain items, certain products, you really can't compare apples with apples, oranges with oranges. You have to actually see it, touch it, understand the structure of it, and then make a determination if the price is good compared to another product with a different price, whether it's higher or lower. So I agree with you on that furniture could be a little bit different.
Yeah, exactly. But electronics is all the same. So
yeah.
you can go on one store or another, you're going to get the same type of TV.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to compare the price then.
What kind of TV you watching these days? You watching the curved TV?
No, I have my TV is not curved. It is a QLED, I think.
Okay.
Is the name of the TV. And I bought it last year and I paid something like 2,600 reais.
2,600 reais.
Yeah, 2,600.
That's a lot of money, dude. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it was at the time it was costing like 5,000, so I paid like two of them.
Wow, how did you find it so cheap?
I found it on the website I told you.
Pelando, wow.
They were selling on fastshop.com.
Wow, I think we're going to do a good plug-in for that website, huh?
Yes, it is amazing. For real. It's for the people.
You know, this information on the radio station is very important. Number one, for listening to English. And number two, it's informative information. And so for people to understand something good and something new for them, it's excellent. They can learn about a new website. They can learn about a new product, you know, that could be helpful to them in their lives. So I appreciate you very much sharing that, Leonidas, about this new website, because I've never heard of it. I've never heard of this. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. And people got to stay tuned to learn more about economics and everything we have to tell them, have to teach to them, and learn the language too as well. They should be tuned and call their friends, call their parents, call their brothers and sisters, everybody.
Okay, pause. All right, what I'm gonna have you do is to read that last statement. We'll close out the show now, okay?
The thing, uh-huh.
And then I'll let you read that. Let's see. Yeah, you can read all of that. Thanks for tuning. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So 3 seconds.
Thanks for tuning in to us here at EBS, English Brazilian Station Radio, the number one Brazilian online radio, totally spoken in English. You can follow us again on social media with Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. And access our website, www.ebsradio.co. This was Simply Economics Show.
No, just take a pause and do that one part. He can edit that part.
Okay. This was the Simply Economics Show.
You have to do it again. You have to have some emotion.
Okay.
Okay, on three.
This was the Simply Economics Show. We hope to have our audience again in our next episode. See ya. Oh, let's do it again. Let's do it one more time. And this is...
No problem.
Third time is the charm.
Yes.
Okay. This was the Simply Economics Show. We hope to have your audience again in our next episode. See ya.
See you later, guys. Thank you, Leonidas.
Thank you, Bruce.
Okay, so let me stop the recording here.